We continue today in our journeys through Shmona Esrei, and I'd like to spend one more day on the bracha that we began yesterday with Yerushalayim Ircha Berachamim Tashuv, where we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yerushalayim, your city, rebuilt it with compassion, V'sishkon B'socha Kasher Dibarta, dwell within it as you said, V'ne'osa B'karav B'yameinu B'nyan Olam. I'd like to actually focus on that same phrase. And rebuild it, Bekarov Biyamenu, speedily, soon in our days, Binyan Olam, an everlasting building. And the Stalin Rebbe, the Beis Aharon, says something absolutely amazing. He says that phrase, Uvenei Osa Bekarov Biyamenu, is to be read as follows. Uvenei Osa Bekarov, rebuild Yerushalayim soon, very soon. But what? In what merit can Yerushalayim be built? In what merit can the Beis HaMikdash be restored? In what merit can we gain back all that we have lost? Biyameinu, with our days. And listen to the words of the Rebbe. He says, Perish im hayomim shalanu nivne Beis HaMikdash. It is with our days that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt. Veliros shelo yelech yom echad li'ibud chas v'shalom. How? By making sure that one day doesn't even go to waste. So my friends, do you hear how the Rebbe reads this phrase? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, rebuild Yerushalayim. Rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Bring the Geula. I, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll ask me, in what merit do we deserve such a thing? Biyameinu. Look at how I spend my days. Look at how I spend my time. I try to maximize my moments. I try to make the most of every day. I try to actualize my potential. I don't let one day go to waste. And in the merit of my days, Biyameinu, in the merit of my days, I ask you to rebuild Yerushalayim. And if I use my days correctly, I know that not only will you rebuild, but it'll be a Binyan Olam. It'll be an everlasting building, an eternal building. So amazingly enough, says the Stalin Rebbe, when we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, there are many zechuyos, many merits that Am Yisrael has. We have historical merits, zechus avos, the merits of our ancestors. We have our own mitzvahs, our own chesed, our own Torah, our own allegiance and fidelity to the tenets of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the end of the day, says the Beis Aharon, what rebuilds Yerushalayim? What merit brings about the Geula? Over Ne'osa B'Karov? If you want the Beis HaMikdash speedily in your days, Biyameinu. Make the most of those days. See, my friends, we often live life not really focusing so much on the power of the day. Because we assume it's today, so today is Tuesday, so there'll be a Wednesday, there'll be a Thursday, there'll be a Friday, and whatever you don't get done this week, there's next week, and whatever you don't get done next week, there's the week after, there's the next month, there's the next year, and whatever I didn't get around to this decade, I'll get around to next decade. And we live life thinking that time is an infinite renewable resource. But it's not true. We know not how much time we have in this earth. We know not how many days we are given. The hallmark of successful living, says the Beis Aharon, says the Stalin Rebbe, is Biyameinu, to make the most of your days. When you wake up in the morning, do you have a plan for how you're going to live and what you're going to do? Do you schedule your day for maximum productivity? Do you make a conscious decision about what you're going to spend your time on versus what's simply a drain and not going to get you where you need to be? Do you know where you want to be at the end of the day? And do you have a plan for how to get there? We all want Yerushalayim. We all want the Beis HaMikdash. We all want Gula. We all say Uvnei Osa B'Karov. And then we have to say Biyameinu. If we want it truly badly, if we truly want it with all of our heart and soul, Biyameinu. Let us find the courage to maximize our days, squeezing every little bit of meaning out of every moment. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.